Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is an extra show this week. My Friday news show for news junkies. And the reason why I'm doing it is because I had a dream. And I'm going to tell you the dream in a minute. But I'm asking the question today, why is Donald Trump president of the United States? I did not vote for Donald Trump. So, but to begin to understand why something happens, we have to have a kind of a basic understanding of cause and effect, and that's a universal law. Nothing just happens. There's always a cause. Now, here in the third dimension, we mostly live in that part of our life that does seem to just happen to us, and kind of without realizing that everything that is the result of hundreds and thousands of moments of choice and no choice by hundreds and thousands of beings, seen and unseen. Do you know one of my favorite scenes in any movie I have ever seen is from Men in Black 3? There's just this charming little being who shows up kind of in the second part of the movie who just seems to know all of the possibilities of everything that's going to go on, and he has a sense of what is going to happen, not what just happened, but what is going to happen. And the way he explains what is going to happen, he describes within this ever-changing, multidimensional field of all possibilities that we all live in. He also has the capacity to realize any moment that has ever happened at any time, anywhere. And he can relives a moment of a baseball game, and he takes the men in black into that experience with him. So that said, now we have Donald Trump as president of the United States because he reflects this moment in our history as a country perfectly. This country was eventually was started by a bunch of independent thinkers who left England to find some place where they could live their lives the way they wanted to without the suffocation of government and the Church of England. And that sovereign spirit of independence energizes you and me, our mortal bodies, because it's our breath. It comes from God. It's the same breath of God that energized Jesus. So it energizes you and me. And down deep within every single person who breathes is a knowing. It's a knowing that we're supposed to be free. To be who we are, and we're supposed to have equal opportunity to express who we are. And fortunately, in this country, our Constitution and Bill of Rights is very clear about this personal sovereignty that is guaranteed to us as a divine right as a mortal. Now, in this country, this stage, at this particular stage of our development, and we are not very far along, people. We have like a 200-year history. I mean, some of the cultures and the countries here on the earth go back thousands and thousands and thousands of years, back to like 9 and 10,000 B.C. We're such a little kid here on the block. But anyway, in this country, at this particular stage of our development, we have attached to this divine sovereignty that we all feel wealth, great wealth. We believe that if someone has gobs and gobs of money, that first of all, they must be really, really smart. And secondly, they don't answer to anyone. They're their own boss. They owe no man anything. And when someone like this steps up and says he's going to run for president, there's just that ripple inside of people. And in this case, that ripple was inside of enough people who still hold to some of those original concepts of this country to elect Donald Trump president. He demonstrates that original, independent, sovereign spirit of God that is in each one of us. He also demonstrates how this sovereign spirit of God can be manipulated and corrupted by ego. His ego gets him in more trouble than he needs to get into. But he is the perfect representation of the level of evolution that we have reached as a collective in this country. And if you don't like him, then there's something in you that needs to be looked at. And if you do like him, then you're in the flow. Now, as that sovereign spirit of God that beats our heart begins to reappear, and we begin to move into that aspect of our own divinity, we are all beginning to realize that each one of us is a one-of-a-kind, unique form of God here upon the earth. And we are beginning to celebrate our differences as we learn about each other. And we're no longer satisfied with being herded into one stall where everybody has to be the same. But with the breakdown of the barriers that have separated us, we have also suffered a breakdown in the thought systems that energized those barriers in the first place. And this has now challenged many fields of authority. So we're sifting through all of this chaos to find which threads of our culture that we wish to continue and which of these big cords we wish to cut and eliminate. And as we do this, we have President Trump supporting these various elements of change that are needed. Unfortunately, none of the rest of the government seems interested in helping out with this sifting. It seems like they are all much more interested in maintaining their kingdoms of power rather than trying to begin to work together with the other representatives to create a new republic dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal in the opportunities that this nation offers. I have to say I'm saddened every day by a 24-hour media that just keeps a constant stream of controversy and conflict going on at all levels of our society. I mean, rather than celebrating how we're different, as well as how we're alike, they keep people at each other's throats, glorifying the criminal and offering a disgusting pattern of personal opinions on everything that is happening rather than just giving the news. I'm in favor of taking out all adjectives from news stories and I'm offended by this childish patter of personal opinion. It's like I don't have the sense of or the expertise to make any assessment of my own about what's going on and form my own opinion. But let me tell you, I can. I would like a report each day on what my congressman and senator did at his job today. I don't care what everybody did years and years and years ago. What did they do today? I mean, these ruthless quests into what someone did in the past is wasted energy. We can't change the past. Our energies should be directed towards a peaceful collaboration within the halls of government to advance our civilization. It's disgraceful that our country doesn't have a healthcare system or educational advantages that all of the other countries in the world have. Graceful that we are trillions of dollars in debt. Okay, well, everything I said at the beginning is everything that happens has a cause. Nothing just happens. Nothing. Results, any type of a result. Profit-motivated health care, no plan to prepare a path of citizenship for the thousands and thousands of illegals in this country, updating the 14th Amendment so that babies born here now would be the citizen of the country of their parents, and yes, electing a president of the United States. These are all the result of collective decisions of hundreds and thousands of beings, visible and invisible. But once that result is announced, then we have an obligation and a responsibility as a citizen of this country to accept it and get on with the program. And now let me share you my dream. I was in a room being prepared and dressed for what I knew was going to be an arranged marriage. You know, there still are arranged marriages in the world. I have a lot of stories about that from when I used to do my wedding business, but that's not for now. But anyway, I was being prepared for an arranged marriage, and I knew that it was going to take place in the room next door. So they got me all ready, and I was all dressed, ready to go, and I was walked over through this doorway into the room next door. And I heard a person say, "Is that the one?" And the people with me said, "Yes." And the voice said, "Bring her over here to me." And I was taken over, and I was placed standing next to Donald Trump. and then he turned to me, and he said, "I want you to stand by me in every single thing I do as President of the United States." Now, that was the end of the dream. And this is what I believe the dream was saying. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He is president because hundreds and thousands of beings, visible and invisible, declared him to be president. And whether you agree with him or not, he is the president. He is your president if you're a citizen of the United States. If you're not a citizen, you need to do whatever you need to do to become a citizen. And we can all have the best advance of our country, of our culture now, by standing by his side and giving him our support in this divinely arranged marriage. I'm going to play the mission bells from the mission in San Juan Capistrano that they ring out when somebody gets married.